All right, God forbid your significant other that you're married to kicks the bucket. They're dead. Are you going to wait forever and never get remarried? Or if that right person comes along, are you going to be like, you know what? They would want me to be happy. I'm going to move on and marry somebody. Alex says, well, if I die, you better wait 10 years.
I want a shrine. I want a memorial. I want a billboard in my name. I want a street named after me. I want a mall named after me. And I want a whole Sephora section dedicated to my favorite products.
That you're single. I don't understand how you're still single. It's amazing. Live the web, girl. What are we getting?
Sam said, I would want to see them find happiness again and not be lonely. Lonely, just maybe not propose to her sooner than he proposed to me. And then Ash said, my mother committed suicide 4 months ago, and my dad got with a new woman not even 2 weeks after she died. Whoa. And she's moving into the house in 1 week from now. Now that's fast. Blows my mind.
Dude, Ash, I would be furious. Like,
why?
If my mom died,
why?
And my dad moved on, no way. That
why?
Is, I would be literally on non-speaking
you
terms.
You guys are so selfish, it blows my mind. Angel, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
So, in 2011, I lost my fiance, and so it was pretty rough, and it took me a good long while to get over. I mean, I casually dated, mm-hmm. but
how long did you wait till you went on the first date after he passed away?
It was a good at least 4 to 6 months. Before I had, like, at least a good date.
Yeah, and how long were you guys together? How long were you, like, dating and then engaged for?
We were engaged very long. It was, like, maybe a month or two. It was pretty fresh, and then we were together for over a year before that.
I think that's honestly kind of a fair amount of time to start getting back out there, because it wasn't like you were together for 10 years before getting engaged. I mean, you not saying that your love is not as good, but
the longer you're with somebody, Alex,
I think you wait a little
longer to find somebody else.
Yes, I do.
I mean, I get that, but, like, I don't know, like, God, like, I think whatever feels right, whether that's 10 days or 10 months or 10
years.
Hey, thank you for calling in. Thank you, Angel, for calling in.
Thank you.
You have a good one. Let's talk to Larry. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You say, date again.
Yep, date again. And my wife said, no, she will be lonely.
Aww.
And I said, that's selfish, man. Because basically everybody got needs, regardless, mentally, physically, and sexual needs. You know what I'm saying? And therefore, that if she die, I know for a fact I'm going to date again, regardless. You know what I mean? Because, hey, who wants to be 90 years old, 60, 80, single? Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I'll have enough energy to tug it when I'm 90. Now, let me ask you this, Larry. You want to make a pact or a partnership? God forbid something happens to your lady or my lady. You want to swap? Like, I'll take care of your girl, and you'll take care of my wife, Lindsay?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Larry, I appreciate that. I'm going to tell Lindsay about that, okay, so she knows. See, Larry's the man. He's going to take care of my wife's needs.
David says, my wife and I promised each other 5 years after the other dies before we can move on. I think that's fair.
Years?
I want to have a pact with whoever I marry. I want to have a pact.
You're signing a contract. This isn't a
20
job.
20 years and after a biography, like a movie is made after me, that's when he can move on. After I get my Lifetime movie, he can move on. The greatest radio co-host of all time, Alexandra Elizabeth Clark.
All right. I can't wait till the day you actually get married so we can put this all into practice right there.